Everybody hopes and dreams for success. You know, that's always ideal. I feel like we've been really fortunate and blessed and lucky in this business to have survived, you know, downloading, a couple of regime changes, able and now going into the future. You know, you look back on your career and you see how fortunate you've really been. So it's really been an amazing amount of luck that we've had. Burn It Up is a good representation of the quintessential saliva sound with rap types, or I call it sing rapping or sing rapping verses, and then a hooky chorus, you know, with a little bit of melody and a little bit of hip hop, and that saliva bounced into it. You know? That is definitely a good outline of our songwriting. That's the most important thing, is it gets you out to where the kids are, it gets you out to what they're doing, it gets you out in pop culture. And I can't count the times that people come up to us and say, man, every time I turn on wrestling, one of the wrestlers is clones, or you know, that gets you out there in that medium, gets you out there in pop culture, and makes the kids respond just as much as radio or anything else. My dad was my biggest influence. He was a country gospel artist when I was a kid, and you know, my uncles and cousins and stuff would get together and have jam sessions, and they would play country music. And like I said, my dad played gospel music in church, and I played drums for my dad in church. And and then after that, I got into the radio, you know, listening to 80s radio, teenage. And then I discovered, you know, Motley Crue and this and Aerosmith. And as I got older and got more rebellious, get into rock and roll and heavy metal or what. I got older, I started to like stuff like Public Enemy and Run DMC and Beastie Boys, and the bounce of that, you know, and especially drummers like John Bonham, to me, just blew me away, because they incorporated what I thought was that hip hop sound into rock and roll. That that was a big influence. That blew me away. I was like, that is, it was like grabbing hold of a electric wire or something. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. That's it, you know. And then putting some a fat lick behind that, like AC/DC does. And that, I was sold on that. That was the beginnings of my songwriting, or whatever you want to call it, you know, my musical journey.